Lightning in a Bottle, written by Disillusioned Danny and read by Flower Parish. This is a Batman and Danny Phantom crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, with warnings for graphic depictions of violence. The main relationship in this fic is Danny Fenton slash Jason Todd. Summary. Jason gets his neck sliced by Bruce's batarang. It irreversibly damaged his vocal cords. Pros, he can still use ghost speak. Cons, none of his family knows ghost speak, as its sounds aren't for living men to understand. Thankfully, Jason meets Danny Fenton, who not only understands ghost speak, but can teach him how to live again after his accident. Chapter 1. Prologue. Jason awoke to find himself in a hospital bed. Thoughts were scattered and hazy in his mind as he struggled to get his bearings. He was in an actual hospital room, not just the Batcave. That was the first thing he realized. A sharp pain spread through his throat, and Jason absently rubbed a hand against it as he looked around. White walls, fluorescent lights that were far too bright for him right now, and a strong stench of cleaner spread through his nose. He was definitely in a hospital, that was for sure. He moved around in his bed carefully until he was sitting up, pressing a button on the bed to allow it to rise with him, feeling far too weak to sit without assistance. Finally, his eyes landed on where Dick lay curled up on a cot that must have been dragged in here, fast asleep. He attempted to scoff only for no real noise to come out of his throat and frowned. That was when he realized something was in his mouth, too. He lifted a hand, took in the IV connected to the top of his hand, and frowned as he lifted the tube that hung from his mouth. Anxiety overtook the 20-year-old. His heart started to race wildly, causing the heart monitor to start screaming out a loud beeping noise. Dick fell from his cot and jumped up to find Jason staring at the tube with one hand pressed to his throat as he tried his best to even his breathing. "Jason, Jaybird!" Dick rushed out, hurrying over to his brother. He took his hands in his and let out a breath. "Breathe with me, kiddo. In and out." Jason nodded and slowly started trying to breathe, but it felt wrong. Why did breathing feel so wrong? What was wrong with him? What happened to him? He gave his brother a scared look as he lifted his hand not connected to an IV and slowly signed out the letters WHATHAPPENED. Dick frowned. "A lot," he said softly. "You've been asleep for 3 days now. Let me call the doctor and they can explain what happened, okay? Do you remember your fight with the Joker?" Jason shook his head before he quickly nodded. He was about to finally kill the fucker, finally put him down like the piece of shit he was. Then Batman had shown up, he'd thrown that fucking batarang at Jason, and it had embedded itself in his throat. Everything went dark after that. "Okay, so you know that B got you then," he said with a sigh. "Great, great," he muttered and pressed the button that called for a nurse.
"Nurse's desk."
"Jason's awake. Can I get a nurse and a doctor in here?" Dick asked in the small microphone. He looked back at Jason and gave him a small smile. "I thought I was going to lose you, you know. Did you know that when someone's vocal cords get cut, it can cause air to escape from the neck and chest and can kill you if it's not treated fast enough? Timmy had to drag you away before anything else could happen." Jason frowned. His vocal cords were cut? What did that mean for him? "Ah, Mr. Todd, you're awake," a doctor said, coming into the room with a small smile on his face. He was an older man with dark tan skin and a slight Middle Eastern accent. "I'm glad to see you awake. We heard you had quite the traumatizing ordeal with the Joker attacking you," he said, and reached a hand out for the man to shake. Jason simply stared at it, not bothering to raise his own hand as the doctor introduced himself as Dr. Osman. "How are you feeling?" Dr. Osman asked, only for Jason to glare at him and point at the tube still down his throat. Yes, that does cause some discomfort. Well, I would like to explain what happened in surgery. Unfortunately, due to the damage to your larynx, we had to complete a full laryngectomy to remove the voice box from your throat. Your larynx, or most commonly known as your voice box, contains your vocal cords and also helps with swallowing and breathing. We did have to put a drain tube in for a few days to help with all the drainage you were experiencing. Because we had to remove the entire larynx, you will need to learn a new way to communicate, although your brothers and sister have informed me that you already know sign language. The other thing is that you now have what we call a false voice box in your throat. This will not be able to help you speak. All it does is replace what a stoma would do and helps you continue to breathe. For the next few weeks, you'll notice some numbness around the incision site, as well as some swelling and bruises. We'll be giving you pain medication to help with this. Jason raised shaky hands.
I can never speak again.
Dick translated for the doctor, a frown prominent on his face as the doctor shook his head. Not unless we get more advanced in this field. The false voice box is still experimental, but your father had insisted that you would prefer that over a permanent stoma in your throat. If we get more advanced, a doctor will reach out to you regarding those advancements. But for now, unfortunately, you will no longer have a voice. The crime lord slowly leaned back into his bed, his heart racing once more. What was this going to do to him? Was he ever going to get past this? He was the Red Hood, for fuck's sake. He couldn't just run Crime Alley without a fucking voice. He would have to fight tooth and nail to get the respect of his men once more. Not only that, but they were going to realize quickly that Jason Todd was Red Hood if they learned that both of them had lost their voice at the same time. It's going to be okay, Dick said, once the doctor had left the room. He sat on the edge of Jason's bed and squeezed his shoulder. Bruce is already working with the scientists at Wayne Enterprises to see if there can be something made to help you speak. Jason shoved Dick away from him, a glare taking over his face. Fuck Bruce and his shitty-ass scientists. It was his fucking fault that Jason was like this in the first place. Bruce was the one to ruin his life again, and now he would never get the chance to talk again. He was voiceless. The door to the room cracked open, and in walked Tim, Cass, Duke, and Damien, all giving him varying levels of sympathetic looks. He didn't want their fucking sympathy. He wanted their goddamn rage. Bruce had fucking mutilated him. And for what? To protect the fucking Joker from finally getting what he deserved? His dad had chosen the Joker over him again. How many times was he going to let himself get his heart broken by his father? First, he'd let the Joker kill him, and now he'd mutilated his own son just to keep his enemy alive. Bruce Wayne was the father of the goddamn year. We are here, Cass signed at him, with a small, hopeful smile. Jason ignored her and just looked at his hands. His entire world had just crumbled around him, and it was all Bruce Wayne's fault. We're here for you, Jason, any way we can be, Tim told him softly. Fuck, even the goddamn replacement was pitying him now. Jason looked around for a moment before he found a pen and a notepad on the table beside him, and quickly scribbled something in his sharp, angry cursive. I am going to kill Bruce Wayne, and none of you fuckers will stop me. End of chapter 1.